It is 1:30. This is KYR 89.1. I'm Daniel Brain. We're breaking into our programming this hour to bring you live coverage of Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. We heard today from the state health department the latest total number of coronavirus cases in the state has surpassed the 4,000 mark. It is at 4,012 total cases of the coronavirus currently, and 91 people have died from the COVID-19 disease caused by the coronavirus. On Sunday, we heard that the state had 809 active cases, that is not including people who have recovered from the coronavirus, and that is a decrease from the 837 active cases we saw on Saturday. Today, we are listening to Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus today from El Dorado. He is speaking in the South Arkansas city at the headquarters of Murphy USA. And we go live to Governor Asa Hutchinson now. This is KYR.
It's great to be in El Dorado today, and I want to recognize Speaker Matthew Shepard to give a moment of welcome and comment, and I'll come to the podium.
This is House Speaker Matthew Shepard.
Thank you, Governor. I really appreciate you coming to El Dorado today. Obviously, this has been a difficult time across our state, and I know that through your leadership, we're working to turn the corner. I had invited the governor to come to El Dorado, particularly in light of last week's announcement of Murphy Oil relocating to Houston. And while that was a significant announcement, and obviously it's bad news for El Dorado, I also thought it was important to remind people here in El Dorado, across the state and across the region, that El Dorado is still here. We still have a lot of good things going on, and one of those is Murphy USA, which is right here, headquartered in El Dorado with 600-plus employees and growing. And so this is a time for El Dorado. I know that we will bounce back. Of course, the El Dorado Promise will continue to be funded. But I just thought it was would be the right time for the governor to come here today to provide his updates. I know this is something that people across the state have really come to be part of their schedule. I know my grandmother in Camden, 93 years old, she watches the governor every day and takes notes on what the governor's saying. And I appreciate his leadership. And with that, Governor, I invite you to come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and welcome to El Dorado, to everyone who is watching remotely. I am delighted to be here with Secretary Nate Smith, as well as Secretary Mike Preston with our Department of Commerce. Before coming in here for this daily update, I met with a number of El Dorado leaders and officials, including the CEO of Murphy USA, including the hospital administrator. I see our good mayor that's here. Thank you for participating, our judge. We got our Senator Trent Garner, Representative Sonia Barker, and on that we were able to meet with about the issues that face us in South Arkansas. And before, you know, as I've commented before, whenever this pandemic hit us, it hit us immediately with a health crisis. And shortly thereafter was the economic crisis. And really for the last 45 days, we've been having to deal with both. The health crisis and the economic crisis that has hit our nation. And let me talk about that just for a moment first. And I think what you'll see is that Arkansas is in a good position, if not in one of the best positions of the states, in terms of doing a quick turnaround on our economy. And yes, we took a hit, but it wasn't a nosedive as we've seen some other places. And I think the reason that we're in a good position to rebound quickly in Arkansas is because we didn't shut down our complete economy, but that we managed it and we minimized some of the hurt that was out there, even though our economy took a hit as well. But it's also the underlying fact of Arkansas's economy that is based upon a broad diversity. We have a very diverse economy that while one might suffer and others might not as bad, we can come back together more easily because we've got the diversity in our economy, and South Arkansas is a good representative of that. where you have right here at Murphy USA, a leading retailer across the United States. Whenever you look at the manufacturing sector with Lanxess, I see Patty Carden here, who's been so instrumental in our recovery task force. Whenever you look at the timber industry, and while it's been hurt because of a lack of consumer demand, it is still strong in South Arkansas. Whenever you look at Resolute that acquired Conifex in the timber industry, and they're excited about their opportunities here. When you look at the Standard Lithium project here in South Arkansas, whenever you look at the active chamber that you have, Bill Luther, that worked so hard on the chamber activities, this is exciting for me to come here to South Arkansas and see the commitment, the diversity, and the underlying strength of this economy. And yes, we certainly will miss Murphy Oil, but they will always have a connection to Arkansas, and I know we have their family's commitment as well, and that means a great deal to us all. We're also in a better position because we have an underlying strength in our state budget and in our unemployment compensation fund. We have $780 million in our reserve funds for unemployment compensation. And that puts us in good position to meet the needs of those that are struggling and have been unemployed. And so that leads me then to where we are today in terms of the cases, our COVID-19 cases. And if we can go, well, first let me go through the numbers here. And we didn't convene our update on Sunday. And so our last report was last Saturday, which we had 3,900.
And we're just having a bit of a problem with the live stream here. We should have that live momentarily. Again, you're listening to 89.1 KUAR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. We were listening to Governor Asa Hutchinson's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak in Arkansas. Again, the latest update from the health department, 4,012 cases of the coronavirus here in the state, along with 91 people who have died from COVID-19. The governor speaking in El Dorado
today. Tests on Saturday and on Sunday, obviously a down day, 1,200 tests. And so our positivity rate remains very, very strong. I just was with a call with the Vice President, Mike Pence, right before coming down here today. He called on me to give a little briefing on where we are in Arkansas, and I told him of our testing goal to do 60,000 tests in the month of May, and I assured him that we're going to get there. And Dr. Smith, you're going to get, whoops, where are you? Dr. Smith, you're going to get us there.
And again, a bit of a buffering situation here with the live stream from YouTube. Again, this is KUAR 89.1. We are attempting to listen to the governor's latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. We thank you for bearing with us here as we experience these technical difficulties. The governor, again, coming to us from El Dorado today at the headquarters of Murphy USA. That is a gas station retail company. It's a spinoff of Murphy Oil, which was for many years headquartered in El Dorado.
Encouragement there, as well as some things that we can work on. If we'll go to the charts, which I believe everybody online can see, you'll see the number of new COVID-19 cases in Arkansas. And here again, you can see that one spike toward the end. And then we've had 2 days that are back to the normal trend downward. That's what happens whenever you have a spike in a prison system or a federal correctional institute. If you go to the next slide, you'll see the 7-day rolling average of new COVID cases. And here, this is what we look at very closely whenever you see the peak, and then you see the downward trend, and then you see an uptick, and now you see us back on the right path again. And that's going to happen from time to time. We've reached the peak. We don't want to go back there. We're on downward trend, and there'll be a spike every once in a while, but we're going, again, in the right direction. The Next slide is the number of hospitalized COVID patients. And again, you see that continually on the downward spiral, which is where we want it to be. The next slide is the number of active cases in Arkansas. And this, of course, are those that are the total number of cases, less those that have recovered. And these are the active cases. And you can see that almost mirrors where we were in our total cases, where we're continuing our recovery. Of course, that's a lesser number with fewer than 1,000 in terms of active cases. And then there's two graphics I want to show you that reflect South Arkansas. And I got to apologize to you a little bit because it's like some of our congressional districts. Whenever you talk about Southwest region, it's not always just South Arkansas. It included a little bit up the western side. So a little bit like our congressional districts. But you can see something important here. And this is the rate of growth in cases. And so you can see Central Arkansas is on the left over there. And Central Arkansas is where we had the early spikes our growth in cases there early. And that has declined in terms of its growth. Northeast and then Northwest. And then you see Southeast and Southwest are the two tallest bar graphs, and of course that reflects about an 18% growth in cases, and so that's something that is a percentage of increase in growth. They're still very low numbers, but I thought you ought to see that. We need to stay on guard, and it's a reminder of that. If you go to the next slide, a little bit more encouraging slide, because that shows that here again in the Southwest region, you're exactly on the right target path on a decline in the number of cases. And so while we're making progress, today is the first day that restaurants can do dine-in again if they choose to do that. We also are reminded that we have to socially distance, wear a mask, and I got a few reports this weekend that I was a little distressed at, that there was not the social distancing that we all need to stay healthy and to make sure that we stop the spread of COVID-19. And with that, let me invite Dr. Smith to come to make his comments.
And this is Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith. This is KYR 89.1.
Thank you, Governor, and it's very good to be here in Union County in El Dorado. I'd like to give a few details on the numbers and then comment on a couple of things that the Governor mentioned already. First is, as the governor mentioned, we've had 31 new cases since yesterday. We had 28 the day before, so total of 59 over the weekend. Of the 31 new cases, as the governor mentioned, 6 are in correctional facilities and 25 are community cases. So our total is 4,043 cases. Of those, 803 are considered active cases. Of our active cases, currently 278 of those are in correctional facilities, 86 are in nursing homes, and 439 are in the community. Of the cases that we've had, we currently have 61 that are hospitalized. We have 11 that are on a ventilator, and we are up to a total of 94 deaths. So we've had an additional 3 deaths since yesterday, and an additional one between Saturday and Sunday. We have 3,149 who have recovered. That's up 37 from yesterday. Briefly to report on the nursing homes, we have 49 nursing homes that have active cases either in residents or workers. We have a total of 289 residents who have tested positive for COVID-19. That's an increase of 3 from yesterday. And we have 172 workers in nursing homes who have tested positive, and that's up 4 from yesterday. We have from our prisons no new cases to report. From the Cummins unit, we have a total of 9 who are hospitalized, 1 on a ventilator, and we've had a total of 7 deaths, unfortunately, but no new deaths since yesterday. From the Federal Correctional Institute in Forest City, We've had four additional cases in inmates, so we have a total of 332. And we've had one additional case among staff, so we're up to 16 staff. I want to talk briefly about our recovery, our reopening, and moving back towards life as normal. One of the things that is very important for that is for us to get our healthcare system back and going, as well as our other businesses and industries. And that means having confidence in our hospitals, our clinics, our private providers. I had a conversation with my father and mother-in-law over the weekend. My father-in-law had an appointment scheduled for this morning, but they were afraid to go to see his primary care doctor because they were afraid of getting COVID-19 or that he would go and bring it back to her. And, you know, that's an important conversation. So we sat down and talked about the things, the precautions that are being taken, and how much our hospitals, our clinics have done to prevent the spread of COVID-19, and how it was important that he go to that appointment. And I was very encouraged when I left this morning to see that he and my mother-in-law had gone to the appointment this morning. So very encouraged. But it's going to take us getting back into confidence, going and unfortunately there are people who have suffered medical conditions completely unrelated to COVID-19 because they've been afraid to go to their clinic or to the hospital. And as those facilities have done such a good job of preventing the spread of COVID-19, we need to encourage ourselves and each other to get the care that we need, not gut it out at home. And the second thing I wanted to talk about was the testing. The governor's mentioned how important the testing is. Being able to test gives us the ability to rapidly detect new clusters, new outbreaks, and to respond quickly. But that's an effort that takes all of us. It's not just the labs, it's not just the hospitals, it's also all of us, those who have symptoms coming in to get tested, those who have been exposed or have been around someone with a known or suspected case, going in and getting tested. And so for us to increase our testing, that's something we all have to do together. Many have been working hard at the Arkansas Department of Health. Our staff are working hard to move us towards recovery from COVID-19. But I want to particularly call out our public health lab. They've been working literally around the clock. And on Friday, they did over 300 tests, which is the most they've done in one 24-hour period. And with the very labor-intensive work they have to do to perform those tests, I just want to really extend my thanks to them and to all those in the hospitals and in the commercial labs as well who are working towards achieving those goals. With that, I want to turn it back over to the governor.
Thank you, Dr. Smith, and I'm glad that Secretary Preston is with us today. He is one of the key members of my economic recovery task force and doing a great job on that, as well as helping to put together the system that's needed to get the important pandemic unemployment assistance to our self-employed out there that have been struggling. And so, Mike, thanks for coming to South Arkansas.
This is Commerce Secretary Mike Preston.
Thank you, Governor. It's always good to be in South Arkansas, and definitely good to be here in El Dorado today. And appreciate all the work from the Economic Recovery Task Force and those members who were on the Commerce Committee. Thanks to Patty for being here today with Lanxess and her leadership. And a big thank you to Chairman Walton, who was leading the task force and took the effort this weekend to do the fly around the state to promote the task force and to promote the work that's being done, and salute the healthcare workers. I know they flew over El Dorado this weekend, as a number of other cities across Arkansas. And I think that brought some much-needed attention to our state for the positive efforts that we have done. Very thankful for the team and what they did to this weekend. I do want to give a couple updates related to the Department of Commerce and where things stand and how we see things moving forward. As it relates to the unemployment insurance, this week we'll issue over 100,000 unemployment insurance checks across Arkansas. Additionally, our pandemic emergency unemployment compensation system is now up and running. This is allowing those folks who had been out of work prior to the pandemic hitting, is giving them an additional 13 weeks of eligibility thanks to the CARES Act. That is part of the new system that we are put in place. Additionally, the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance System went live last week. We've had about 23,000 individuals file for claims via that system. We are in the testing for that to be able to claim it, to file eligibility, and for us to examine that eligibility and hopefully be able to issue checks here in the next couple of weeks as we're able to get the testing complete with that. If you are one of those individuals who are filing for the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, if you fall in that category as a freelancer, a gig economy worker, self-employed, go to arunemployment.com, and that's where you can go ahead and process that information, and our team will take care of you and make sure you're set up there. I do want to thank our companies here in Arkansas. We are fortunate. I compare the numbers to other states and where other states are looking and the number of claims that they're having and the payments that are going out. And despite the large numbers that we see in Arkansas, it could be a lot worse compared to where other states currently stand. And a lot of that, I think, you can attribute to our not sheltering in place. We're allowing businesses to stay open in a safe, secure manner. But it's a big thank you to those businesses. A thank you to Murphy USA, who is hosting us here today, for the work that they've done, not only in Arkansas, but across their 26-state footprint of allowing their workers to safely still stay open, do the things that they need, offer them the PPE that they need. A company like Lanxess right here in South Arkansas, who continues to be in that critical supply chain and be essential in manufacturing. And Arkansas is such a rich state in manufacturing that we've been essential. We've needed these companies to stay open, and they've done so in a safe, secure manner. And that's allowed us to help us weather the storm a lot better than other states have. And I commend our businesses for taking the leadership on that and continuing to lean forward. For our Arkansas Ready for Business grant program, a big appreciation to the legislature who came together last week and approved the funding for that to meet the needs of the applicants that came in. We had over 12,000 applicants around the state requesting funds through that. Speaker, appreciate you and your leadership, and Representative Barker and Senator Garner for y'all's work to allow us to get that done. We're excited as we're going through those 12,000 applications. We had over 152 from right here in Union County. That's about $2 million that you guys will see in your economy very soon. That money will begin to move forward and really to help folks as they get back to work and do so in a safe, secure manner. And then to Bill Luther and the team here at the El Dorado Chamber, we appreciate our chamber so much and our local economic development folks who continue to lean forward, who see this as, you know, an opportunity to weather the storm and help their local businesses, but also look beyond what's next for Arkansas. How do we capitalize on this to become better, become stronger as a state and as local communities? And you guys are working so hard to do that, and we look forward to partnering in the future as we move forward and figure out how we're going to do proactive economic development and recruit into a community like El Dorado, like Union County, and across the state of Arkansas. And Governor, that concludes my remarks.
Thank you, Mike. And with that, we have be happy to take any questions.
Governor, I think you were cutting out a little earlier when going over the updated numbers. Would you mind just doing that again so we can make sure we have those right?
Sure. How long did I cut out, Katie?
I think it was just for a few seconds.
All right, so let's put up the first slide there. So the number of new cases, we had Saturday, just taking you back there, 3,984 cases. We had Sunday, 28 new cases, and then today, or 31 new cases. So that brings us to 4,043 cases as of today, with 61 hospitalizations and 94 deaths.
Governor, this is Andrew with AP.
Yes.
Wanted to see where things stand right now with discussions with Temple Live, that concert venue in Fort Smith, about their show on Friday. And also, you talked about being distressed by some of the lack of social distancing that you were seeing. Wanted to see if you elaborate on that in terms of what were the examples you saw, and does this give you any regrets about rolling back some of the restrictions here?
in terms of the concert that is scheduled for May 15th in Fort Smith, that violates our directives because we authorized those to be open on May 18th, and so that has not been approved. We've looked at their plan, and their plan was insufficient as well. So that concert does not have our approval, being 3 days before the authorized date, as well as a few other problems. In terms of the remarks on what I saw over the weekend on social distancing, no, it doesn't give me any pause at all, because what you're seeing are in some instances what would have stayed open even if you had had a shelter in place environment. So if you go to our box stores, if you go to Lowe's, some of the home stores, they stayed open all through as an essential industry. And so I don't want to single out any particular one, but this is a matter of me raising it because I try to set a good example in social distancing and wearing a mask when you cannot social distance. We've called upon our industries to do best practices, and so I just want to urge them. And I just had a great conversation with Murphy USA as to all the steps that they've taken to protect their employees, to stay in business, and to protect their patrons. And that's what's important. And, 90% of our businesses are doing it. And they set the example for the customers many times. So I want our industry leaders and our employers and our shop owners to first set the example. And I think that you'll see when they take it seriously that others will take it seriously as well. And we want to stay open. And the way you stay open and not have a resurgence is to be disciplined in our behaviors. And that's what we need to continue to work on. We like the direction we're going, but it's just a reminder, Andrew, that we need to pay attention to that social distancing requirement. Is there another question remotely?
Yeah, Governor, this is Jay with Kayer. Yep.
All right, the gentleman first and then the lady. The gentleman first and then lady.
Hey, Governor, Jay with KRK. Kind of piggybacking off Andrew's question there, we've had some concerns from restaurant owners about just the fact that they're being limited on their capacity, but it doesn't seem like retail hasn't been limited in any way, shape, or form. And obviously, with some of the scenes that you saw over the weekend with the lack of social distancing and all that, they kind of seem like it's not very fair to them, and especially some of those smaller restaurants. I kind of wanted to kind of, what do you think about, some of that sentiment?
Well, you get it every which way. I mean, some restaurants don't like the idea that we opened at all, and they say we're not going to reopen until we can, fully open, or until it's what they consider a safer environment. So you have that side of the equation. You have others that don't want to be limited to one-third because they want to immediately be able to go to 50%. It's a business decision for them. So you've got a lot of different opinions out there. We simply have to make the best judgment as to what is the right health standard for us in Arkansas. We made that judgment at one-third occupancy. I would remind people that Texas opened up to 20% occupancy in the restaurants. And so every state goes at what they see as appropriate for their businesses. And so I think we hit it right, but we want to obviously move to greater occupancy, but we want to do it in a safe way, and that depends upon the success of it. In terms of contrast with retail establishments, if the retailer is operating in the right way, then you don't have that necessarily the person-to-person contacts. You don't have the personal delivery of food. And so you can make some of those comparisons, but I think for the reason that the retail shops were not closed to begin with, it was the face-to-face ones such as food service. It was also hair salons and those that had that personal connection that had the restrictions placed that were now gradually lifting. Dr. Smith?
This is Health Secretary Nate Smith.
Thank you, Governor. It's important to avoid overcrowding no matter where it is, whether it's a retail or restaurant or a barber beauty salon. But it's particularly a concern in places like a restaurant where you have people in a prolonged close contact breathing the same air as each other. And that's why we've been very cautious with the restaurants, with the barber and beauty shops. Again, I'm not advocating packing into the Lowe's or the TJ Maxx or whatever. It's important for people to try and pick off hours, keep those 6-foot distances, but passing by someone briefly is less of a risk than sitting in the same space for half an hour or an hour.
And there was a lady that asked a question remotely.
Yes, sir, Governor Hutchinson, it's Ashley with THV 11. I've got a couple questions, if you'll allow me. The first one is, some mayors have allowed youth sports like baseball and soccer to resume. Do you have any concerns about that? And we got a viewer question about Arkansas Human Development Centers, if there are any confirmed cases there, if they're being considered a part of the nursing home or long-term care facility cases.
I'm going to have to let Dr. Smith comment on the last one in terms of the Human Development Center as to how those are categorized. In terms of baseball and soccer, as I've indicated, these are team sports that are going to be considered late May for an announcement so that we can give appropriate guidance for June and July timeframe. So, there are individual practice opportunities if you maintain the social distancing and comply with the guidelines, but there has not been approved yet for team sports. Dr. Smith.
And again, Nate Smith, Secretary of Health.
There are a number of settings that we consider congregate settings, including the Human Development Centers, and we watch those carefully. We work with their staff. If there's a case, then we immediately go in with testing, separating out those who are positive from those who are negative. And so there's a number of these congregate settings that we're following, not just nursing homes and prisons, but all of those. So that's it is important that we do understand those human development centers are also at-risk areas.
Another question?
But Dr. Nate Smith, are there any confirmed cases from development centers?
Do you know?
I don't have that information with me right now. I know we have not had a major outbreak recently in any of those centers, but we can get back with you with specifics.
Any other questions?
Governor, as the state starts to open up again, can you give us a look at what enforcement might look like in these?
The question is in reference to testing and my impression of the testing here in South Arkansas. And we've had, according to my statistics, over 500 tests that have been done just here in Union County. And so I think that's a good start. I think we need to increase our testing all over the state. And so it's really a great question because it gives me an opportunity to remind people that if you have any symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19, it would be a good idea to go get a test. And particularly if you're in a vulnerable age group. And the testing goes much quicker than it used to. You don't have the same long lines. I think they said they're doing a number of tests through the hospital here. So you've got a testing site here. So I think South Arkansas is doing well, but we do want to increase that testing over the course of the next month. Is there any other question remotely?
Yeah, Governor, can you talk about what enforcement might look like? As the state starts to open up, both in terms of
whether officials see something that might be a violation, you know, happen ongoing, and then whether you find out about something that may have been a violation after the fact?
Well, I'll answer it. And of course, Dr. Smith, who has his team that goes out and has responsibility for enforcement of these directives. First, I want to rely upon the good sense of Arkansans. And so, you know, they know what the risks are. We want them to do the right thing, both from an employer standpoint, but also in terms of the patrons. That's the first expectation we have. Secondly, we have directives for a reason. And so, for example, in our state park systems, we direct in our state park systems for people not to congregate in groups greater than 10 at the time. And when we saw that happening, I asked our park rangers to go out there and remind them. I didn't ask them to go out and arrest them. I asked them to go out and remind them of these social distancing requirements. And that's what I expect. Whenever I saw a store that I didn't think was practicing social distancing, I called their regional office and I said, what are your guidelines? It doesn't look like you're doing it well enough. Can you do it better? And I'm having a lot of complaints about it. So those are things that I'm doing as a public leader. And then the Department of Health, of course, has a little bit more rigorous abilities to enforce some of this. Dr. Smith?
And again, Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith.
Thank you, Governor. Yes, again, as the governor has mentioned, what we try and do is work with people, with groups, to bring them into compliance with our directives, because all these directives are really designed to keep people safe. And I don't think there's anyone who has any desire not to have people safe or wants to spread COVID-19 around. So that's usually sufficient, is to have those conversations and to talk about the directives, why they're in place and what needs to be done. In cases where we do have individuals or organizations that continually really refuse to follow those directives, for individuals, we have orders of isolation, orders of quarantine that we have used. For those industries that we license, of course, compliance with the directive is a condition of their licensure, and they could have their license revoked or be shut down. For those that we don't license, we have the option of doing a cease and desist order. But again, these are things that we prefer not to have to do, because what we're putting in our directives and our guidance is really benefits everyone. You had mentioned testing, and I just wanted to, can I go ahead and shift to that? We would like to see more testing in the southwest part of the state, and particularly in Union County. Again, I think y'all are doing a good job, but in terms of tests per 10,000 people, sort of tests per population, in Union County, we're doing 131 tests per 10,000 people. For the region, for Southwest region, it's 145 per 10,000, and for the state, it's 233 per 10,000. So I'd love to see a lot more tests coming from Union County in general and Southwest Arkansas specifically as well.
Is there one final question?
Yes, Governor, is there a breakdown of what the business sizes and sort of the makeups of some of those small businesses for the Ready for Business applicants, and how much has actually been requested?
Yes, there is a breakdown for that. And if I remember right, it was about, well, Mike's getting the statistics. Do you have it, Mike?
I think so.
Go ahead.
This is Commerce Secretary Mike Preston.
Yeah, so it was, I think 12,300 applications, a total of $147.7 million. Of that, about, let's see, 94% were businesses of the size of employees 50 or fewer, and that accounted for about 94%, and then 46% of that was businesses owned by women and minority-owned businesses.
With that, thank you today, and it's great to be in South Arkansas. It's good to be in El Dorado Union County, and we'll look forward to the next occasion as well. Thank you very much. Thanks, Eddie.
And that was Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking in his latest daily briefing on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. You're listening to 89.1 KYR Little Rock, a listener-supported service of UA Little Rock in partnership with UAMS. Just a brief update on what we heard in today's briefing. The state has a total of 4,043 cases of the coronavirus. That is the total number of people who have ever tested positive for the virus here in Arkansas. Of that total number, about 803 are considered active cases, and the state has seen three additional deaths from COVID-19 recorded over the weekend, bringing the total number of deaths to 94. And again, of the 803 active cases, about 278 of those are from correctional institutions in the state, 86 of those are from nursing homes, and 439 are from the community, the general public. Of the prison cases that we've seen, the majority come from the Cummins unit. That is a state prison near Pine Bluff, where seven inmates have died from the coronavirus. A total of nine inmates are currently hospitalized there, one of whom are on a ventilator. We have also seen four new cases at the Federal Correctional Institution in Forest City over in East Arkansas. That brings the total number of inmates testing positive there to 332. Additionally, another staff member there has tested positive. That brings the total number of people who have total number of staffers at the FCI Forest City to 16. We also heard a brief update from Commerce Secretary Mike Preston on the economic side of things here in Arkansas. There have been roughly 23,000 claims for pandemic unemployment assistance filed here in the state. That is a system of unemployment insurance, essentially, but for self-employed workers, gig economy workers, contractors, freelancers. There's been a bit of a delay in getting that off the ground here in Arkansas. The federal government required the state to build essentially a whole new system of disbursing those funds. But Commerce Secretary Mike Preston said that that system went live last week. There have been, again, 23,000 claims filed. He expects checks to start going out to people here in Arkansas by the next couple of weeks. And, of course, you can file for that at arunemployment.com. Also, the Arkansas Ready for Business grant program, that is the grant program for small businesses, essentially to pay for one-time expenses related specifically to reopening from the coronavirus pandemic, from being shuttered due to that pandemic. That is $147 million that will go out to small businesses. Commerce Secretary Mike Preston saying that over 12,000 business owners have applied for that. About 94% of those were businesses of 50 or fewer employees, and of that 94%, 46% of those are businesses owned by women or minorities. Again, you've been listening to the governor's live update on the coronavirus outbreak here in Arkansas. This is 89.1 KUAR, and we'll be back tomorrow with the governor's latest daily remarks on the pandemic. And tune in to All Things Considered this afternoon and Morning Edition tomorrow morning to hear a more in-depth analysis. Thanks for listening. This is KYR News.